this way. Other team is pulling goalie. It's wide open. All you gotta do is tap it in.
I can do that.
Hey guys, and welcome back for another tap-in episode of the Teed Up Golf Podcast. It's Q here. I'm actually in a hotel room in Queensland, and Benny's in a hotel room over in Korea. Benny, welcome back for another little tap-in, mate. How are you?
Thanks, Q. You traveling again this week for work?
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, mate. Yeah,
welcome to hotel life. Hey?
Yeah, it's bloody great, mate. Grinding, burning the oil. Nah, know what it's like to be a hi-fi like yourself now, mate. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, a little bit different, though.
But no, how's your week been, mate? You've been over in Korea, doing a bit of exploring. You're putting some cute little photos up on your socials, which is good to watch.
Korea's a very, very cool place. Yeah, I'm glad we got to explore a bit. It's under different circumstances would have been better, but yeah, yep. So, I mean, Seoul, we're in Seoul at the moment. We're flying home this afternoon, but Seoul is a very, very cool place. They love coffee. They're huge food scene. Some very, very cool places to see. So yeah, it's good. It's been a good week of exploring and checking out what Korea's like. So yeah.
Well, enjoy the heat, mate, because the report's back. They've sent a carrier pigeon up to me here in Queensland from Melbourne. It is about 1 degree and pissing rain. So, mate, enjoy the next 24 hours like I'm going to while I'm up here. So, mate, let's crack into the Korean Golf Open that you went over there to play. We spoke about last week's tap-in, how you got the late call up with the people pulling out, and you know how it all works with the ranking systems. We spoke about that. Mate, tell us, you didn't make the cut. We'll cut to the chase. You didn't have the 2 days you're wanting to have to set it up. Mate, talk us through what the course was like and just your takeaways, I guess, from the event.
Yeah, difficult week on course. Actually felt like I played pretty well, especially second day. Second day I walked off the course and I felt as if anywhere else in the world I probably would have shot close to par or even under par. It's just that type of golf course, and the course setup was just, I mean, I could use some words, but it was, what they did, they brought the rough in about 20 metres nearly on every hole, so you could see where the old cut of the fairway used to be and where the actual cut was this week. And it was, some of the fairways were probably 10 to 15 metres wide. And then they were throwing the pins. Some of them would, you have to laugh because it was just outrageous. And
so it was,
I mean,
tough.
The course setup was just, it was pretty bad, to be honest. So, and then obviously the preparation that I had leading into it was pretty rubbish, to be honest. I mean, like I said last week, I didn't think I'd be playing. I didn't play for like 10 days before I actually got on a plane to fly to Korea. So, you know, I was a bit out of touch, but I felt like I played okay. And then
that's right. Positive signs for the next tournament.
Yeah.
Take those positive energies. Leave the bad ones in Korea.
That's it, mate. I've got a few weeks before the next event in Indonesia in August, so got a bit of time to prepare for that. So yeah,
cool. It'll be good for you to get home and relax and see the dial and the dogs. And,
yeah, mate, you know. That's it. Get some work done too. I got some work to do. So nice. Yeah, it'll be good.
See some Rocky Balboa kind of things running down the beach, like that sort of stuff. Is that what we're playing?
Pretty much. I got some work to do on the game as well. Like just a couple of things I'm thinking about, but. Yep. No, we'll get there. So it's all good.
Beautiful, mate. Mate, it's been a massive week in world golf again. Like, you know, the headlines are endless. Rory and JT going head to head. Colin Morikawa. How's Colin Morikawa pause milk before he puts his cereal in the bowl? Did you see that on Twitter? Mate, that bloke, I love him, but he's lost the plot. And I'd love to know how many of our, I'm going to do a poll when this episode drops, how many of our listeners, which they're either milk first or cereal first. If you are milk first, don't listen to us, please.
I don't even know what to say about that. It's just super weird. Stupid to me, but anyway.
But yeah, and Big Brooksy's gone over to Live Golf, so they're going to drop. Like, we know that they're going to go. Like, these guys, number one, it's about money. Number two, it's about lifestyle. Like, DJ wants to play less golf, wants to go and play. Yep. Number two amateur in the world is going to turn pro to go and play Live Golf. I read an article on him just the other day that he's doing it because he's never made any money from golf. He's like 23. And he wants to set his family up. He's a Spanish fella. I've forgotten his name, to be honest. But, yeah, like, you know, there's different reasons for different players. So, Live Golf, Portland this week. It'll be cool. Make sure you get around Trav Smythe, all the listeners out there. Last week's episode, absolutely amazing. Really broke down sort of, you know, what it's like being in his shoes. and the women's PGA, the Aussie girls. My God, Benny.
Yeah, mate. That, yeah. Yeah, like you say, big, big week on world golf. I think just going back on a live, I think Martin Keimer gave a really, really interesting interview about that. And I think if anybody sort of wants to get an insight as to what it's like or anything, either listen to our episode with Trav or go and listen to Martin Keimer's interview. He gave a really sort of in-depth take on it from what it's like as a player behind the scenes and everything. I thought that was a really good point. And yeah, the KPMG Women's PGA, another great week for the Aussie girls. We had three in the top 10.
Yeah,
shout out to Minji, Hannah Green and Steph Kiriakou, her first major, yep. And had a top 10. So,
top 10. Minji finished second, Hannah Green fifth. Minji Lee is the best golfer in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
On the road to being Australia's best ever golfer if she keeps on the trajectory she's on. She's still so young. A couple of majors in the back pocket. Just ball striker, mate. Just like a...
It's frightening how good she is and probably can be. Her stats and everything, like she's just unflappable. So, are we surprised to see her in the top two again, Q? Probably not. And how good that golf course looked, Congressional.
Yeah, incredible.
Looked awesome.
Very jealous of those girls going over there to play. Absolutely. And Benny, moving on to the PGA Tour, and I want to talk about this a little bit because Xander Schauffele wins with a 19 under at the Travelers. Like the week before, I just want to talk about course setups, like you're talking about at Korea. The week before, at the US Open, the winner shot 5 red. These guys, Xander Schauffele didn't make the cut and he's like shot 12 over for 2 days or something. And he goes out one week later, like 7 days later, and shoots 19 under over a 4-day tournament. What's with the course setup, Benny? What's your take on that? Like, it's clearly the PGA Tour event. That's set up a lot easier than other tournaments.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious what they do for the majors. They grow the rough, they make the greens firm, they just make the whole course a bit harder, obviously, to play. So seeing scores like Xander's 12 overs, I mean, he's a really good player, obviously, and he obviously shouldn't be shooting those scores. But to back it up with a 19-under win this week, I mean, the course must have been playing a little. My take was probably a bit wider off the tee, a bit more options there, and you can kind of bomb it and you get away with it in the rough. And then obviously a bit more forgiving around the green. So that's the only way that they can sort of limit, what's going on with the equipment, with the ball, all that debate, all that sort of stuff. So course setup is basically the only way they basically can protect that. Like I mentioned earlier in Korea, the course set up this week, I think 10 guys or something finished under par. So that's one way that they can kind of trick it up. Why don't they
go harder on the PGA Tour? It's the premium golf tour in the world. I'd much rather watch blokes struggle, shoot three under to win, than go around and just make birdies for fun. Like that's a whole round of birdies, Benny, 19 under.
I know. It's a really good point, I think, and I can't speak from experience. I've never played on the PGA Tour, but I know from playing in Europe, what's good about playing in Europe, you get different weather conditions, you get different types of grass, you get different, everything's different in Europe, and it's not just the same style of course. It can be hard, it can be soft, it can be anywhere in between. And like I said, with different grass, it can be so different each week. And on the PGA Tour, it's almost copy and paste. I think the grass changes a fair bit throughout the States, but they copy and paste almost. And I don't know. I can't speak from experience. I've never played the PGA Tour, so.
Yeah, I'd love to see them change it up and just make every week as hard as you possibly can and put these players to the test. Like, unbelievable to watch still, but I'd much rather watch them struggle. Like if I want to watch someone like take the piss out of an easy golf course, I'll just video myself and watch that back, Benny. Anyway,
it's an interesting take from a golf fan, and I think it's a good point. But
absolutely. Yeah. Now, speaking of good things, I've listening back while I was doing some editing. I've started a good question count. So what that means, Benny, is guests who I've had on. You and I ask them questions when we interview them. That's how we do it. I'm superior in the good question count. I'm about 200 to zero for you. So, mate, I'm throwing down a challenge. Next guest we've got on.
Next guest.
I want a good question out of you. And that's the guest saying, oh, good question. That's massive, Benny, because that means you've made it as a podcaster.
Oh, have you made it as a podcast?
Well, mate, yeah, I have. I've got my own microphone and stuff. But you just need one of them next day. I'm throwing down the challenge. The listeners are going to be aware of this now, Benny. So okay. The heat is on.
I'll do my research and I'll. I mean, it's more of a left question type thing, isn't it? Like left field question that you bring to the table about, you know.
Shoe size, hair, coffee, that sort
whatever
of thing.
Whatever it is.
You're stiff with Trav. I think you had a couple of good ones in there, but you're stiff. Mate, going back on this week's episode, who we've had on, young Brad Close from the Geelong Cats, absolute champion young fella. Loved having him on. Good fun. Very, very good footballer. Played really well on the weekend against the Tigers again. Like, he's very smooth. He's one touch player, which is, for those who don't know, doesn't fumble. If when the footy comes his way, that's what that means. So,
he just Benny.
Yeah, and
good win
take
for the
on.
Catters. Good win,
yeah,
Catters.
Yeah, the Cats are up enjoyed and about, which makes that. Makes me sick. But it's good for the town. We'll go.
I
good
enjoyed
for the town.
That.
Yeah. So Closey, mate, absolutely loved having him on, and we really appreciate his time. And mate, this week we've got a real big dog coming on. Golfer, a bloke who just knows how to, I guess, make money and play golf really well. Is Jason Scrivener, a guy that you've known and played a few tournaments against, played down the stretch. With and against him in the New South Wales Open, where he won a couple of years back. Mate, take us through what Scriv's about, what you took away from that chat with him.
Scriv's awesome. He's the ultimate professional. He's been there and done it. He's yet to have that main European Tour win, but I think he's definitely got the game for it. I ran into him when I was at the Titleist Fitting Centre as well, and I didn't get to speak to him much. He was sort of in the zone with the fitting guy, and he was absolutely striping it too. So, yeah, Scriv, he's one of the good guys out there. He's got a couple of funny stories, I thought. That one in Germany absolutely tore me up. But, yeah, Scriv's episode's awesome.
Good really guy, really good insight. Really good insight. A guy who's, you know, really just ground his way to the level that he's at. Like, he started from very similar to a lot of the WA guys we've had on. We've had two of the WA guys who were born overseas, coming to Australia. Bang, look at them go. They're flying. So massive few weeks coming up for the podcast. Got some really exciting episodes in the pipeline too, which can't wait to share with everyone in a couple of weeks' time. But, mate, huge week. Getting closer to the 150 at the St Andrews, which will be awesome. Can't wait for that. And, Benny, get home safe. Enjoy your flight. Upgrade to business. Put your feet up and sleep the whole way home. And everyone out there, have a great weekend. Swing hard. And
stay safe.
Drive safe.
Cheers, cute.